If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Stephanie Lule from Block Club Chicago will now tell us why it'll be very, very happy in Jefferson Park, happy hour, 4 p.m. Stephanie?
Hey, Bob. Yeah, that's right, and maybe we'll have to meet there. I have good news for Jefferson Park locals who were devastated when Gale Street Inn closed at the end of June. The restaurant, known for its famous ribs, is reopening tonight at 4 p.m., like you said, and its new owner says reservations are already booked through the weekend. They're going to be slammed. It's reopening after Jefferson Park resident Paulo Villabona bought the 62-year-old inn from its longtime ex-owner last month. A lot of the old staff has returned. Its slow-cooked ribs will be back, too, along with a new few dishes. And you can visit it at 4914 North Milwaukee.
Great ribs. In a little village, there's a story about a leader at the Chamber of Commerce and federal immigration agents. What happened here?
Yeah, a new video uncovered by our newsroom, Black Club Chicago, shows a leader at the Little Village Chamber of Commerce thanking federal agents for their work, encouraging them to keep going. And this all was happening on the same day that agents arrested multiple people in the neighborhood and tear gassed neighbors and protesters. In the video, Ullman Chahane, who was the chamber's director of outreach and community development, thanks ICE agents, and he tells them, you know, my regards for all the work that you're doing, and God bless you guys. He was tasked in this job with supporting and, you know, connecting Little Village neighbors and businesses in the Latino majority community that has been hit hard by these ICE raids. And obviously it's affected businesses, too, that he was tasked with supporting. You know, they've struggled with workers and just getting business, just getting customers to come in. After Black Club asked the chamber about the video, the group said that Chahane is no longer employed there, effective immediately. They would not say if he was fired or resigned, and he did not respond to our request for comment.
And finally, if you want to see the Spotify top songs, not only in Chicago, but in the United States and also globally, go to blockclubchicago.org. You've got all the lists there, don't you?
We do. If you listen to music on Spotify, you'll know that the annual breakdown of Spotify Wrapped is out. According to this year's map, Chicago's most played artist was Drake. And while the city's top track, Luther, actually came from Drake's bitter rival, Kendrick Lamar. Songs from Lady Gaga, Playboi Carti, The Weeknd, Bad Bunny also topped the list. And the only one that I would say was a surprise for me, notably absent from this year's lineup, was Taylor Swift, because Taylor Swift topped our list in 2023.
Yeah, she's not often missing from any of these lists. Stephanie Lule,
no,
thank you. Have a good one, Steph.